31st and eventually restore the area to its pre-spill condition. The pipeline runs from Griffith, Indiana to Sarnia, Ontario. The remnants of a tropical storm that's left 5 people dead in North Carolina are now making their way across New England. National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Sullivan says the storm still has some power left in it.
The last system is currently over the Delmarva, racing northeastward. Kind of lost a little bit of its punch, but it's still got a good connection moisture-wise all the way to the tropics. So could see some rainfall rates as high as 1 inch an hour.
Part of North Carolina got 12 inches of rain in 6 hours. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRN, USANews.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And Joel has an amazing story to tell us. Joel, you pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you. There has been a great interview that came out on the web by a conservative documentary filmmaker Pat Dollard about interviewing a White House insider who had some really surprising revelations about how Barack Obama had lost his fire for governing. It's a common reaction, I've found, to the excitement of the campaign where they seem to be in charge, and the contrast to the heavy pressure of countless meetings in the White House with lots of experts telling them what to do. That's especially true when you have puppets for presidents, and virtually all presidents, with the exception of Reagan, who got in there without their permission, had to be controlled, but all presidents are puppets and are controlled by handlers who essentially treat them like a president and give them advice. These people know who put them in power, and they're pretty amenable. And if they get out of line, they have to be told what the consequences are. Others saw the same thing happen to George W. Bush, who quickly tired of being a puppet to those who put him in the White House but had no power to do anything about it. After all, he was still a prisoner to his own choice to be their front man. Nixon coped by going on mood-altering drugs, and most of his presidency was run by Henry Kissinger. Both Bush and Obama have other ways of coping, mostly television, and increasingly expletive-filled outbursts of anger at both critics and handlers. Dollard's source reveals a myriad of interesting details we never get from the establishment media. He starts out by saying, according to the person sitting across from me, those were incredibly exciting times, the 2008 campaign. Barack Obama appeared to move from one city to the next effortlessly, gaining confidence and motivation with each campaign stop. He took the script elevated it with his oration, left the crowd screaming for more, and then would do it all over again time after time. On the campaign trail, he says, Obama was a machine. When I asked if this insider, says Dollard, if the media gave candidate Obama an assist throughout his campaign, he elicits a smile, a sly smile. Sure, we definitely had people in the media on our side. Absolutely. We went so far as to give them talking points and specific ideas for coverage. The ones who took the advice from the campaign got better access to Obama. Well, that's how they lure them in, Stan.
Go right ahead.
He asked, could Obama have succeeded without the media's help? Yeah, I think so, was the answer. But after Obama was sworn in, things began to change, almost immediately, in fact. Obama loved to campaign. He clearly didn't like the work of being president. And that attitude was felt by the entire White House staff within weeks of the inauguration. Obama was tireless, hardworking as a campaign, but he became a very tepid personality to us. And the few news stories that did come out against him were the only things that he seemed to care about. He was absolutely obsessed over Fox News, the source says. And being so successful, Barack Obama is incredibly thin-skinned. He takes everything very personally. Now, Bush did too. He was obsessed about criticism, especially from the right. And when you're a puppet, you feel powerless to fight back because you've got to take it. You've got to stay there. You have to, you know, everything you do is approved by your handlers. Dollard asks, and you state he despises Joe Biden? Oh, yeah, was the answer. That's very well known in the White House. Obama chose Biden. Actually, Obama didn't choose Biden. Biden was, you know, agreed upon by all his advisors so they could have an elderly white guy with some international policy credentials. If Biden has all of this international experience that Obama found so valuable, Dollard asks, why has he buried Biden under the pile of expletive deleted that became the stimulus bill? What does Joe Biden know about budgets and economics? Answer, not much, but Obama didn't care. Give Joe Biden a job and get the hell out of his hair. That's pretty much sums up the president's feeling towards Joe Biden. You know, it's very interesting to get these kinds of, or access to these kinds of opinions coming out from insiders. I mean, it's a totally different view than you get from the media or from the White House press corps. All of the dirty, dark secrets of the White House are kept hidden from the public. And we got secrets out of the Bush administration talking about his foul mouth, cursing, and how he would despise the ministers, the Christian ministers he'd bring over for the Friday prayer breakfast. Dollard asked, how about Hillary Clinton? This is very interesting. The source says Obama's scared to death of Hillary. He doesn't trust her. And my response is neither does the establishment, because she has such a powerful ego. If she were ever to be president, she would want to rule on her own without her advisors. Just same reason why the Democratic Party wouldn't bring on Lee Iacocca. Too strong of a personality to be a puppet. Obama obsesses over almost as much as he does Fox News. He talks the game politically wise, and when it comes down to it, she's played the game at a far tougher level than he has. She's a real infighter, and Obama knows that. Doesn't want to tangle with her. How about Bill Clinton, Dollard asks. I have heard that Bill Clinton doesn't like Barack Obama. Answer, that really started when Obama played the race card against Clinton during the primary campaign. Apparently, Clinton was apoplectic over that and still hasn't gotten over it. If there is anything I've learned in this town, don't make an enemy out of Bill Clinton, he says. Now, I believe that's not because Bill has direct power, but he's very much used. He's a pawn of the powers that be to promote various causes, and so he's got power in reverse to get them to do his bidding. And as you pointed out, you know, in yesterday's interview, a lot of people see the handwriting and all. Vince Foster got killed, and Ron Brown got a bullet in his head after a plane crash, and you know, I don't think Clinton pulled the trigger on any of these things, but the powers that be that circle the wagons around a puppet president take care of anybody who threatens to expose the controlled system that we live under. So he asked, if Obama doesn't appear interested in the job of president, what does he do day after day? Answer, well, he takes his meetings just like any other president would, though even then he seems to lack a certain focus, and on a few occasions actually walks out of the meetings and requires that they give him a summary at some later date. I hear he plays a lot of golf and watches a lot of television, ESPN mainly.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen, and Joel is telling us about an insider's view of Barack Obama. This gentleman had been working with Obama during the campaign. He is actually out of the White House now, and he's giving an interview about what's really going on in the White House now that he is no longer subservient to them. So go right ahead with the story.
Well, I want to emphasize he did this anonymously, too. This is still a Democratic operative, but he's not a fan of Obama, and he says that a lot of people in the White House aren't fans of Obama either. He's interested in sports. He's turned off. He's having marital problems, and he says it's really very strange. I mean, we were all led to believe, this is Dollar, the interviewer speaking, I believe we were led to believe this guy was some kind of intellectual giant, right? Ivy League and all that? Answer, well, that's not what I saw. Barack Obama doesn't have a whole lot of intellectual curiosity. When he's off script, he is what I call really slow. Lots of ums and ahs, lots of time in between answers where you can almost see the little wheels turning in his head very slowly. I'm not going to say the president's dumb, because he's not. But, yeah, he has a definite letdown when you actually hear him talking without the script. I mean, we've all sensed that. Every time you see him without the teleprompter, Stan, he gets slow and he gets, very, very unconfident. I'm not going to call him stupid, he says. He just doesn't strike me as particularly smart. Now, Bill Clinton, he says, was really a smart guy. He could run intellectual circles around Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton loved the politics of being president. Obama seems to think he shouldn't have to be bothered, which has created a lot of conflict among his staff. Dollard asks, so how bad are things in the White House these days? He says, I don't know about right now because I've not been there in over a month. So this is pretty recent, Stan. He continues, but I still hear things, and I know what it was like when I left. It's not good. As bad as it might look to voters based on what they do know, it's much worse. The infighting is off the charts. You got a chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, who despises cabinet members and who just announced today is leaving to run as mayor of Chicago. And their advisors, of course, who despise the chief of staff. And, I mean, Rahm Emanuel is so abrasive. This is a true insider. This is a guy, when he was in the Congress, made $17 million in business deals. I mean, how do you do that when you're a member of Congress? Congress is just incredible. The president and first lady are having their own issues. The insider takes a deep breath to respond. Look, just like any other marriage, folks have issues. Well, I don't think it's just like any other marriage. He says the Obamas are no different, except, of course, they're very high profile. I was told they were having issues during the campaign, and they have more issues now. Well, I think a lot of those issues have to do with Obama's bisexuality. The claims don't seem to go away. Maybe that's why Obama seems so detached, as the source says, not so much the stress of the White House, because of the stress of personal issues. You know, it's very interesting, Stan, to analyze what's going on here. You can see the pattern. Here's a puppet. Here's a person who has been given a ride of his life because of making a deal with the devil and the establishment. And yet he gets into office and, you know, he runs out of fire. He knows he's a puppet. He knows that everything's, you know, got to be done a certain way. And he has to sit and wait for the script to be written. He has to go to these meetings. And, you know, he's a pickup basketball player. He's used to being in charge when he is. But if he's not in charge, he has no motivation. So Dollard asks, in just a few words, how would you describe Obama these days? And the answer is very interesting. When you take away the crowds, Obama gets noticeably smaller. He shrinks up inside himself. He just doesn't have any confidence to do the job of president. And it's getting worse and worse each day. Case in point, just a few days before I left, I saw firsthand the president of the United States yelling at a member of his staff. He was yelling like a spoiled child, throwing a tantrum, and then he pouted for several moments afterwards. I wish I was kidding, exaggerating, but I'm not. The president of the United States threw a temper tantrum. Well, Bush threw temper tantrums, too. These are people not the paragons of control, and they're put in a position where people expect them to act under perfect control all the time, and they just don't measure up. Now, Reagan never had a temper tantrum, and Reagan could get upset with staff, especially when he was bucking what the establishment people were trying to force upon him. But he never threw a temper tantrum that we know about. Dollard then asks, but would another 4 years in Obama presidency be the best for America? Long pause. Answer, now that's a much more interesting question right here, and a question I think more Democratic Party insiders are asking themselves these days, myself included. I'm going to come out right and say it. No, he would not be a good for America. Obama's not up to the job of being president. He simply doesn't seem to care about the work involved. You want to know what? Obama's lazy, he says. He really is, and it's getting worse and worse. Another 4 years of Obama is the worst thing that could happen for America. Well, he got that right. Perhaps that's why the establishment sent veteran insider reporter Bob Woodward into the White House inner sanctum to do a major story in a book that came out called Obama's War. The powers that be have to continually massage Barack Obama's image with the public. No one is given insider access to the White House for an expose unless it is approved. And that means what's going to come out is going to be carefully designed disinformation. But Woodward's book may fulfill another purpose, setting the Democrats up for a fall in November and sandbag the Obama administration, which will pave the way for the establishment to bring in a controlled Republican replacement. And that's what our conservative listeners have to watch out for, is what they're lining up down the street. The Associated Press point, and as we've talked about before, we think and I believe that Newt Gingrich is that heir apparent. Now, there's a lot of time between now and 2012, the election in 2011, when the various party candidates are going to be sorted out. But certainly, you know, we have Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin are the primary ones out there that the establishment Fox News, I think, is the faux news source, or the conservative news source, working for the Republican hierarchy, frankly. I don't trust Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh as far as I could throw them, just because of how they treat people like Ron Paul, true constitutional conservatives. They are just derisive of them, and they're extremely insulting and denigrating, won't let them finish a sentence if anyone ever breathes a word about conspiracy or bad-mouthing the Republican Party. Well, the Obama presidency, according to Woodward, is hobbled by discord and mutual contempt. That seems to be uniform among everybody writing about the White House. The book Obama's War portrays the president anxious to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan as soon as possible, which is not true, and at odds with his military commanders and some senior advisors who openly question whether his strategy will work. Well, it's not Obama's strategy. This is, you know, he's simply taking direction from his advisors. Now, it's true his advisors are at odds with the military. Very few of the military are actually knowing conspirators in the same way that insiders within the White House are knowing, you know, how to control Barack Obama. They have to control military commanders in the same way, even though they do a great job of weeding out yes men. I mean, weeding out anyone who's not a yes man in military leadership, so that you can bet if they get to be an admiral or a general, they pass the yes man test. Now, even so, when they get up into the highest ranks, some of these people see things and they won't cover up for them. We got a couple of generals during the Abu Ghraib scandal and, you know, during Iraq that had to be removed because they saw too much and they wouldn't buckle under. So they had to retire them. As the AP says, Woodward appears to have had access to secret memos and accounts of sensitive discussions within the administration as it tried to decide on Afghanistan strategy. Now, we're not given any of these secret memos. We have to take his word for it. And I think there's a lot of disinformation going on there. They talk about him asking for 30,000 or more troops than what the generals agreed to give him. The Vice President Joe Biden argued for a more limited war effort aimed principally at targeting al-Qaeda. That's pure spin. Al-Qaeda doesn't exist as an independent terrorist organization. It's a creation of the CIA. That doesn't mean that there aren't legitimate anti-American people working under al-Qaeda, but the organization itself is a controlled terrorist organization. Woodward reveals that Obama resolved the dispute by designing his own blueprint, a six-page document. Now, who's going to believe that? Obama doesn't write anything in the White House. This is written for him. So all of this are, you know, disinformation and lies. It approved the extra troops, but laid down sharp restrictions on what the military could and could not do in Afghanistan. And that simply isn't true. There are restrictions, but this was a joint committee document that was put together by political and military advisors. He's also quoted as telling Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in late October, I'm not doing 10 years. I'm not doing long-term nation building. I'm not spending $1 trillion. And this is just an absolute lie. I think this thing was invented out of whole cloth, Stan. In the first place, we know from the other insider that he's not assertive like this in the meetings. And he's basically taking orders and tell me what you've decided to do and let me know. One of the most striking elements of Woodward's account is the ferocious backbiting among senior members of Obama's team during disputes over Afghanistan. General David Petraeus, the head of the Central Command at that time, told his aides that the administration was blankety-blank with the wrong guy. Petraeus describes David Axelrod, the president's top political advisor, as a complete spin doctor. I mean, absolutely true. This, as I say, even though Petraeus is a yes man, he's still savvy enough as a general to see what's really going on in the White House, and he won't ever say this publicly. You know, in fact, you know, after Woodward brings this out in a book, Petraeus's numbers, if he wasn't so needed, you know, in Afghanistan, would be over. He'd get removed, just like other generals who have in private. There was one just this last year that, you know, said things in private that got out in that was it Vanity Fair article or. Anyway, one of the major, they sandbagged this guy by following him around and telling what his team really thought about the White House, and they used it to essentially get him out of the military. But James Jones even referred to the White House political team as the Politburo, the Mafia, or the campaign set. So it's interesting, Stan, to get a bird's-eye view, a listening ear of what's really going on in the White House.
Well, I'm sure there is dissent there, you know, but obviously the only reason this is being brought out is because Obama is going to be a one-term president.
I think you're right, Stan. I really do. And I think they're setting us up for a continuation of the same program of neoconservative warmongering in the next administration. Now, there's a news story that came out that's very, very disturbing in the past 2 days. It's actually been circulating before, but it's now just hitting the conservative side. It came out, began with Justin Raimundo of antiwar.com, who got wind of a meeting that Rand Paul had with William Kristol and his boys, the prime neocons, part of the other side. And it apparently is that Rand Paul asked for the meeting. It wasn't they trying to have influence with him, but him trying to come to them and basically say, what have I got to do to get your approval? This is very, very disturbing. Spent 2 hours with them, and they're talking now. It's Rand Paul isn't talking, but the neocons are talking about how Rand Paul didn't buck them on anything. It was in absorption mode, they said. So I'm very, very concerned, and other people ought to be concerned. I have seen little things along the campaign that indicated softenings of positions that his father would take, and that he was clearly not the person that his father was. This is even more disturbing, Stan, because it appears that he has too much ambition. That is, he wants too badly to be elected. This is the same political illness that has affected Mitt Romney, who's very talented and does have some principles. At least they don't have any moral dirt on him, but he's all too anxious to get elected and will seek to compromise with the establishment when they threaten his ability to get reelected. Have you got any comments about that?
Only that I would hope and pray that this is not the case, but it probably is. Unfortunately, you know, you can never compromise with these people. You have to understand they are the enemy, and you have to be willing to stand against them. It may not be popular, you may not get elected, but you got to do what's right. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
The Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan asks, how many times have you let a friend drive drunk? Studies show that a heavy drinker's chances of causing an accident are 25 times greater. Do your friends a favor and don't let them drive when drunk. That's courtesy of Elaine's Place in Fort Morgan, serving the listening audience with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Dan Ed and the staff care about your total satisfaction. Remember, you're a friend and your patronage is valued. That's Elaine's Place at 17590 County Road T5 in Fort Morgan. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath
or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get a trial copy of World Affairs Brief, and possibly go ahead and subscribe to it?
Well, the World Affairs Brief is a subscription newsletter that I market on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. It's a very modest subscription as newsletters go, but I do need the support to support my work. But I do allow people to get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. I encourage people to go to World Affairs Brief every day to get the top news stories. My research staff and preparing information for me each week posts on the website all of the top news stories that have the least disinformation in them. So you kind of get a pre-filter compared to other news websites. And I've got a very good research staff that really knows how to judge when there's junk in there and what are the best of the conventional and the truly most neutral ones. Also on my website, one can review books from my other profession, which worked for years as a high-security home and retreat designer, and written three books. The biggest one, my magnum opus, is the Secure Home, everything from A to Z, 700 pages of high-security design details, remodeling, self-sufficiency information, everything from batteries to solar panels to generators, and how to secure every portion of a home and do a safe room, fallout shelter. All of those things are in that book. And I have another book, Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, and another one dedicated shelter do-it-yourself book with architectural plans on how to do a basement fallout shelter. All of these have been very popular over the years, and they're available also from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927. In fact, somebody, I think, bought all three of them yesterday after our conversation. So go right ahead.
Well, Pakistan is looking more and more like the big target of the neocons in the Democratic administration. More and more information is leaking out of the White House that Pakistan is the main target for control in the Afghan war. Afghan seems to be the excuse to get at Pakistan. Bob Woodward quotes Obama saying, "We need to make clear to the people that the cancer is in Pakistan." Well, you know, this is once again advisors putting words in his mouth if he ever said it at all. I don't think Obama actually said it, except at the directive of his handlers. And Woodward's in the, you know, his whole purpose is to, you know, meet with the people who want to project a certain image of Obama as anti-war, reluctant warrior, so to speak. But at the same time, you know, he's promoting what will essentially be a takeover of Pakistan. Pakistan is, of course, very, very weak at this time. There's a lot of hostile anti-American feeling in Pakistan. Less than 10% support the government's doing any military operations with the United States at all. And the U.S. continues to make hot pursuit incursions into Pakistan, which is a violation of Pakistani sovereignty, really disturbs everyone but the military, who has this deal with the U.S. The CIA has even created and controls and pays for a clandestine 3,000-man paramilitary army of local Afghans known as the counterterrorism pursuit teams. Woodward talks about this, and NPR has confirmed that this team exists, but what no one is confirming is this team is not led by Afghans, but led by Americans and CIA operatives. The Washington Post also mentioned that President Obama dispatched his national security advisor, retired General, Marine General James Jones, and CIA Director Leon Panetta to Pakistan for a series of urgent secret meetings. But then, of course, the Washington Post gives the propaganda about what they talked to when they met with President Asif Ali Zardari, claiming that their main concern was the fact that there was this crude SUV propane bomb that didn't go off, but that had been missed by both Pakistani and U.S. intelligence, and therefore we're on borrowed time. This supposedly was their major concern. Again, this is propaganda. Jones knows that there's no way to stop a normal small-type terrorist attack like this. You don't declare defeat because you missed something like this. Everybody misses. Even the Israeli intelligence service can't pick up through intelligence before it happens. All of the suicide terrorist bombings with their vests they put in, they have to catch them in the act, and a lot of times the people at the security places get blown up because they catch the people, but you can't get them in advance on this. These are, you know, very, very tiny cells, and these people are very professional. That's why I don't think, in fact, this the story about the Pakistani U.S. citizen who tried to blow up this SUV is real. I mean, obviously, he's admitted to it, but I don't think what is real, I don't think that he was trained by real professional Pakistani. He was trained by people under the control of American black ops, and it's done to fail so that the American FBI can get all the credit. And, in fact, they've carried this propaganda to much higher levels by distributing to all the television stations yesterday and the day before a movie of them putting a mock explosive SUV and blowing it up in a field with dummies all around it, just to scare the American people, saying, you see what could happen if we hadn't caught this? I mean, this is just more propaganda. The FBI didn't need to know what would happen if an SUV was blown up. They did this particularly to influence the American people with more scaremongering.
Yes, that was the most incredible bomb. Here, this guy doesn't park, you know, in a regular parking place. His car's sort of sticking out in the street. There's smoke coming out of it, and obviously, he has no idea what he's doing as far as building a bomb is concerned. And then
setting it off.
It just doesn't make sense. If this man went to Pakistan, was trained in explosives, how could these terrorists be so incompetent? And obviously, this whole thing is planned to frighten the American people.
Well, it's just like the Richard Reed shoe bomber. I mean, this guy, if he were trained by terrorists, would have known that you can't light C4 plastic explosive with a match and expect it to go off. It burns just like, I mean, we used to heat our C rations in the military with plastic explosives, take them off the mortars in little chips and put them underneath our cans to heat them up.
It's like the underwear bomber. It's exactly the same story.
That's right.
And the thing is, if there is really a terrorist threat from Islamic terrorists coming in to disrupt our country, they have sealed the southern border of this country on September 12, 2001. They didn't do it. They know there's no threat. So what do? Well, they have to keep inciting these things. They have to have, you know, agent provocateurs going out and entrapping some poor Pakistani guy who's not very smart, convince him he's got to attack America, and then, of course, they give him a bomb, a knapsack full of explosives, and he sets it down someplace, and now he's going to the prison for the rest of his life. And he never probably would have even thought of it if it hadn't been for the agent provocateur playing on his Islamic faith. I mean, this is so disgusting. When are the American people going to look back and say, look, if this was really a problem, we would have explosions all across America, and they would have closed the southern border. They know it's a fraud. When are the American people going to wake up and realize we are being manipulated? We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Colorado Right to Life annual banquet will take place on Saturday, October 2nd at the Renaissance Hotel, located at 38th and Quebec in Denver, Colorado. Reception begins at 6 o'clock and dinner is at 7 o'clock p.m. Tickets are $75. Support the Colorado 2010 Personhood Amendment. For more information, call Colorado Right to Life at 303-753-9394.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Back to school time means our young people will be meeting new friends. Some of those friends may try to influence your kids to try drugs or alcohol. Let's remind young people that following the crowd can lead to trouble. And parents, let's not assume it always happens to some other family. Have a family discussion today. That's from the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today. 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. And mention you heard this community announcement.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Joel Skousen, last segment of the program. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, I agree with you. I've often complained that one of the real proofs that the war on terror is a fraud, a false flag operation by the dark side of government, is the lack of normal terrorist attacks on civilians in the U.S. Our borders open, our people are exposed, someone could drive a car packed with explosives into any shopping mall or garage, or in front of any casino, hotel, and set it off with a cell phone. I mean, nothing's done. Never happened so far. Now, sadly, it appears that the U.S. has decided it's time to get Americans riled up about terror. Again, no doubt to justify a war on Iran. I think that's what's coming. I think we're going to get another terrorist attack, and they're going to somehow say that Iran is responsible. So it comes as no surprise to me the U.S. officials keep issuing vague terror warnings, as noted in this week's paper. Possibly they're saying a Mumbai style. Notice how they're trying to link it to the Middle East, of course, either Pakistan or Iran. The new plot, they say, involves credible but non-specific, that's a non sequitur, credible but non-specific plans gleaned from the interrogation of a suspect held at Bagram, the U.S. detention center in Afghanistan. Well, more torture, no doubt, is used, or in fact, they may have just name-dropping Bagram to be able to cover for torture that they've done at some other black ops facility, which the U.S. claims that they've stopped using, but in fact, we know that they haven't. The aim was said to be on attacks on soft or economic targets. That means the kind of normal attacks that we have not seen so far in the U.S., but that everywhere else in the world has seen. You know, it's fairly incredible. They say the attack could be virtually anywhere in the Western Europe or North America, and it could be anybody. Potential operatives could be European, North African, Pakistani, Turkish, Uzbek, Tajik, or any combination thereof. Well, that covers a good chunk of the planet's population and the planet's territory. I mean, you call this intelligence, Stan? This is just fear-mongering. And I have a feeling, though, that because this is increasing, we may well be in for another one. It'll start the whole concern about the war on terror over again. It may give new life to the Obama administration if it happens during whosever administration. They will capitalize on this. So it's also very ominous that Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is leading up to criticizing the all-volunteer force. I think he's giving hints, obviously, about a draft. that would especially be a cry if there were a bigger war coming, which a war in Iran could certainly justify. Gates' speech at Duke University this week offered a rare glimpse of Gates denigrating the military's 35-year experiment with optional military service. In Gates' view, the all-volunteer force is an outgrowth of political anger over Vietnam and the draft, and it has been an extraordinary success in terms of military professionalism, but that success has come, he says, at a significant cost, namely the lopsided burden that emerged when fewer 1% of Americans served in uniform, and they suffered the deaths. And some of those costs are material, he says. The costs have ballooned for military personnel from $90 billion in 2001 to $170 billion today. Well, I'm not at all sympathetic. Those costs don't include the outrageously expensive decision to farm out government war operations to private military contractors, paying them 10 times the going rate for a soldier. With an all-volunteer force, Gates could have offered real soldiers more money and had all the men he wanted. Gates is playing games here with the public, setting the stage for something, and I think that is going to be the draft.
Well, that will be certainly one way of getting our young people back working. Certainly, I think something like 54% of the young people, 18 to 24, are unemployed. What a wonderful way to get them working. We could have a draft, and then we can send them off to be killed. And I think that is the attitude, the callous and crass attitude of people like Henry Kissinger, who said and is quoted in Woodward and Bernstein's book, The Final Days, are military stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes. And remember, Henry Kissinger is the man who is the advisor to Barack Obama today, at least according to General James Jones. If anybody wants to see that, we have the article, came from the Council on Foreign Relations, no less the source than the CFR. Simply says that Henry Kissinger sends orders through Brent Scowcroft and others to Henry, to our president, every day.
Yeah, through the National Security Advisor, James Jones, who said there's a hierarchy, and we get our daily marching orders from Henry Kissinger filtered down through Brent Scowcroft and Sandy Berger. And that's proof of a conspiracy, because, in fact, Henry Kissinger and his associates, though he's been a former National Security Advisor, has no right to be giving daily marching orders when he's not part of any government official position. And that is
not only that, but he's a Republican.
Yes, that's right.
Something's wrong with this picture, ladies and gentlemen. We've been had. They control both political parties and make mockery of the electoral process, and they send our young men overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die in wars they never intend to win.
Absolutely true. And worse yet, you know, we have the case of the criminality now of the Obama administration justifying the killing of American citizens overseas that may be involved in the war on terror, and they can do that without any due process. And they can keep the courts from even, it's been the one guy, the Pakistani citizen, his father has filed suit in court to have the government show cause of why they're trying to kill his son. And they have blocked it, saying that state secrets require that the courts can't even adjudicate if we decide to assassinate an American citizen. So this is a very, very serious change, even in the warmongering denigration of citizens' rights under the Bush administration. It's a power that he's asserting so radical, the right to kill Americans and do so in total secrecy beyond even the reach of the courts. It's too harsh even for someone like David Rivkin of the Bush administration, who was the one who was such in favor of torture and other aspects. Even Rivkin says, this is too much for me, somebody who's really in favor of increased state power. So this is very, very sad, Dr. Stan, when the state power doctrine continues to be used to block the courts. And, you know, it is the appropriate role of the courts. They are qualified to judge and see secret material. They have security clearances themselves. They ought to be able to say, show me the secret itself, and I will judge whether or not it's right or not.
Well, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much, Joel. Bye-bye.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Hope you enjoy our regular program every Friday with Joel Skousen. I think that you should heed what he has to say. Ladies and gentlemen, this war on terrorism is phony as a $3 bill. You can go up on the Internet to the FBI 10 Most Wanted Men. You'll find Osama bin Laden listed there, but no mention of the 9/11 attack. Why did we go to war in Afghanistan if even the FBI doesn't have any evidence that Obama was associated, I say Osama was associated with the 9/11 attack? Ladies and gentlemen, it's all phony, and everybody who's died there has died unnecessarily, the civilians, the American soldiers. It's all a make-believe war. There's only between 50 and 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and we have almost 200,000 people there, 100,000 contractors, 100,000 troops, to fight 50 to 100 people, Al-Qaeda. I mean, who can believe this is real? I mean, who is funding Al-Qaeda and ISI? By me, who is funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? Go up on the Internet and just put in who's funding them. Put in ISI. ISI is the Pakistan Military Intelligence. We're funding the ISI, and they're funding the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban that are killing American soldiers. CIA and the ISI are literally one and the same, the best enemy money could buy, as a great distraction and also a means of bankrupting this country. Ladies and gentlemen, help us get the word out. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, listen to our programs on a regular basis. They're available there for 9 hours a day. And then if you're in a position to help us, we'd appreciate your help. Remember, we are having an all-day program, a seminar on the 17th of October. If you're coming, why, you're going to have your reservations in by the end of next week. That's the cutoff date. We're going to have a great turnout. We usually have a good contingent from Colorado. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know what really happened on September 11th, we have a set of four pamphlets on that. You can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. Get the four pamphlets we have. Get the book, The Terror Timeline. Get the DVDs we have and watch the buildings come down. If you don't want to put the money out, go to my website. Go to radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Scroll down to the section that says Other Videos on the Web. Scroll down to the bottom of that page. Watch Building 7 come down. See the center of the building, the center of the roof collapse first, then the base of the building's taken out. That's a controlled demolition. They do that. They take out the central supports so that the walls of the building will fall in when they take out the base of the building. It's a controlled demolition. Building 7 was a controlled demolition, came down at 5:20 on September 11th, and most people don't even know what Building 7 was because the media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. Our minds are molded, our taste form, our ideas suggested largely by men we've never heard of. Well, ladies and gentlemen, please go to our website, radioliberty.com. Tell others about what's going on. Your job is to spread the word, and we're getting the word out across America with our efforts and the work efforts of the other people in alternative media. But you can become part of this. You must become part of this. Support the radio station you're listening to. They're doing a great job.